times somebody, for example, goes to town, how would you ask that question?
How many trips has he made to town today?
All right, and if you want to use the idea of you go to town. Maybe not asking how many times, but how often would you use that? Ever say?
Well, he's very often gone to town. Very often gone.
And if you agree that if someone says if you want to say, well, neither am I. You somebody says, I'm not going to do that, and you say, well. Neither?
Or, neither am I.
Or I'm not?
I'm not going to either.
All right, and this part of your head is your?
Forehead.
And this?
Is the top of your head.
And this stuff?
Is your hair.
And on a man, this is?
Beard.
And this ear is your?
Left ear.
And
the rest is the right ear.
And your?
Mustache.
No.
And lips.
And the whole thing?
Yeah, mouth.
And this?
Is your throat, apple, neck.
All right. And this little thing right here that goes up and down, what do you call that?
The apple.
Adam's apple?
Adam's apple, what? But they've come up with a new name for it. I don't know what it's going to stand. I read about that thing the other day. But Adam's apple is what it's always been called. That, but they got up.
Have you ever heard it called a goozle or gozzle or something like that?
Oh, they call that on a. Call that in his Google. Googled on hogs and things about his swallowing.
Yeah.
And some file that it went with. But they ain't trying to get this up now as Adam's apple. Oh, Lord, I read so much and get mixed up on it. I forgot what to do, but I said, well, they could call it what you please, then they would change it.
I think you're right. All right, and these are?
Teeth.
And if you have to go to the dentist to have one pulled, you say, well, I had to have a?
Tooth pulled.
And the teeth are in the pink part that the teeth grow
in. Gums.
And this is your?
Palm of your hand.
And this is a?
Fist.
And two of them are?
Double fist.
And any place like this where bones are fastened together are called?
The joints.
And in a man, this is called the?
The chest.
And this is just chest.
Yeah, that's just the chest.
Are up here?
Shoulders.
And this is your?
Skin of your knee.
No.
Leg. Skin of your leg.
All right, and this is your?
Foot.
And two of them are?
Feet.
And I guess the front part of your leg.
Is a skein.
Okay. Oh, that's what you were giving me. And you get kicked or hurt there, you say.
On your skein.
All right. And now this is a word that I'm not sure about at all, but an animal that kind of goes down on his legs, and I think this part of the leg, he goes down on his...
Goes down on his hocks. Is that, this part of a horse's leg
right.
Back at hind leg is called a hock.
All right.
A hog.
All right, what about haunches? Is that a word that means the thigh or the back part of an animal? Haunches or hunkers? You don't know that word? That may not be...
I think that's sort of pertaining to the foreleg a little bit. I believe that would be.
Okay. And if someone has been ill for some time, and they, when you see them, they're pale and still don't look too good, and you might say, well, you're still kind of...
palish.
All right. Any other way that would mean white and not much color?
Yeah, you say your color ain't come back to you yet. You still have a whitish